So let me bring you up to date on our characters of our story that we're talking about this week, about a man by the name of Joab. Joab was David's captain of the host. David was king of Israel. On the other side of Israel, there was Ishbosheth, who was now king of the rest of Israel under the command of a man by the name of Abner. He was Ishbosheth's captain of the host. And so Abner, captain of the host, Joab, who wants to be the captain of the host, they're sitting in a pool. Their troops are out there in front of them. They said, let's let the young men play. And basically, war broke out. So in the midst of the conflict, there was the brother of Joab named Asahel. And he was a fast runner. And he started chasing Abner. And Abner would turn around from time to time and says, Asahel, stand aside, stand aside. Asahel wouldn't stop. And he kept chasing Abner. To finally, Abner just stopped and he took the blunt side of his sword and he just held it. And Asahel just ran right into it and it killed him. Well, you can imagine this already has put tremendous conflict between Joab and Abner, who was captain of the host. But to give you an insight into this man, Joab, and the type of man he was a very brutal man, but he was also somewhat of a military genius. And between him and his brother, they took on a lot of the responsibility for the expansion of David's kingdom. And they were very loyal to David, but I would say they were more loyal to themselves. We find this a lot of times when we're dealing with people. And sometimes we wonder how do you deal with people who are of a mindset that their ambition is the most important thing. And they'll do all kinds of ruthless things to hold on to their ambitions, including murder. And Joab had his share because he eventually murdered Abner. He was involved with the murder of Uriah the Hittite. He murdered David's son Absalom, and he also murdered a man by the name of Amasa. And those are just the ones that we know about. So, as we examine this character, Joab, and of course we started this on Monday when he has sent this woman to tell a story to King David. And in essence, in the story, it was designed that he would make King David guilty for having his own son Absalom put away. And I believe that even with that, there was conniving and scheming going on, because eventually when Absalom rebelled against his father, Joab went with him. And so as you look into the heart of somebody and you just realize there's some evil there, question is, how do you deal with it? And that's how this broadcast is going to go in that direction as we continue on this week. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.